Hi.
Oh.
How are you?
Hi there, it's a call from Mr. Brown.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Brown, it's Daniel calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application. Are you free for a couple of minutes just for me to ask you a quick question? Sorry, the line's gone a bit quiet. Is the microphone covered at all?
No, I can't hear you. I've got to put on. Can I say it?
Sorry, I'm just having troubles hearing you.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Sorry, I've got my apologies for your phone zone because I've been panicked. The fact that I'm outside.
Ah, right. No problem.
The noise there.
Yeah, no problem. No worries. It was just a quick one. Can I just clear you through data protection quickly?
Uh-huh.
Can I have the first line of your address, please?
1243 Montgomery Street, Kilo Alpha 128 Alpha Whiskey.
Brilliant. Your email address?
DennisBrown@me.com. All okay.
Yeah, and your date of birth, please?
26th of June, 1970.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, Dennis. Yeah, it was just a quick one, just for me to ask your previous address prior to care, if that's something that you can remember.
72 Scott Road, Kilo Alpha 88.
Just one
Kilo
second,
Alpha,
sorry.
128.
One, so did you say 76?
Scott Road, my dad owned the house. They gave it up, sold it up to 10 years ago.
All right. Did you say Scott Road?
Uh-huh, in Dublin.
S-C-T-T Road in Dublin.
No, Scott and Dublin. Where I still live. Postcode is Kilo Alpha 128 E T for Tango and Echo. Echo Tango.
E C.
There's some number 76 Scott Road. It's got two T's on it.
76 Scott Road with two T's, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
My uncle says that he bought me this road next street. It's the same postcode.
Oh, did you stay there as well prior to?
No, he stayed there. No,
right.
Well, I was in care. My step mum, I was brought up with my dad.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
My sister.
Yeah, no worries.
And I was put into care.
Apologies, the fire alarm test just going off.
I told Adam, and then I was. And 16, they told me I was unofficial.
Right.
I walked out my dad's door there as a 16. So he's forced me, Carol Starkey Miller.
Right.
And
okay.
I agreed that I could go and live with my mother. But
yeah.
After that, I never heard from him again until I was 54. They took it in 1991, 54, 21. It was my last sentence. So I was going to court, but I'd been out and I was in an appeal for a shoplifting for a 3 month sentence, and I went to prison for 2 years, so I know I had a charity.
Yeah.
And I was told I was getting, I'm going to go to the dentist, I was told I was going to court. And this is the first 4 months in 1990.
Right.
And just before I turned 21, I thought I was going to court. I was actually took to Gwynning Park, Children's Panel. Because up till then, I was never official release. That was the same official release from Kelly at the age of 20, just under 21 years old. They never official let me go. And
yeah.
I asked them, well, why every time I got arrested, did I always got a prison sentence? He never came to court. Even he sent an email, got social work things, nothing was mentioned that I was under Carlos' care. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
As far as we all knew, when I turned 16, that was it. I was just left.
Yeah, and you had no idea.
Go home.
Right. Right, well, so 36 Scott Road
My last up in Adam Fort, John Muldoon, it's got 4 years for sex, I've got him in the up seat, John Taylor. And
yeah.
That's my last next door to my mum. I told the time because it was him and the other staff that were talking me up before 5 of them at a time. And they would keep me in at the weekend, so I was out. I actually became an unofficial day boy. And
right.
At the time, I got assaulted, so don't phone them up and say, well, I wasn't getting out first.
I'm sorry,
for a week. Because I was fighting. But staff that looked after me told my parents it wasn't a good runner. I was getting assaulted by our members of staff. He didn't stop it. He made a report to police and reported. Police had to put that with her to us too many times.
Yeah.
And he packed his job in. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. All right,
but I was put on to our department. I was 14, first time I was 14 years old, cause it.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm still on them to this day.
Yeah. All right, no, I appreciate that. So I've got my previous address.
I didn't send a form out to say email out. But for some reason, I've got the 3 iPhones and I can't send any emails out. Even
if
I put them into shops.
It's not a problem. We can always contact over the phone. So as long as you've got a mobile that you can answer calls on, then it's absolutely fine. So I think that's everything that I need from you today. All right, Dennis. So now I'm going to send a subject access request form out to the relevant council.
It was just to get the paperwork out of my house.
Yeah, right.
So I've got a lot of health conditions.
And
I told the property team that they didn't use from, and they wanted to take over my case, but you said, I don't know how to do like stuff, and I wasn't changing it.
Yeah, right. So I'll just let you know. Now we're going on really well with your case. So we've had your general practitioner come back with medical records, and now we're just waiting for North Ayrshire Council and South Ayrshire Council. And
I can mention around about the state, but I was thinking he was sick of salty and died, and he got John Muldoon in the art speech. I got 4 years for that, and 2000 sometime,
yeah,
2000. But I'm back in doing another 2 years because another case has just came up.
Yeah,
the teacher are talking people in the jail.
Yeah,
the teacher that was there when I was here, he was fine. He was a bodybuilder, he was taking things.
Yeah.
I was at night where I got all the weights, so he looked off and told us how to lose weights properly.
Yeah.
But my dad taught me how to fight. My dad's a martial arts expert, but he was mostly defend and didn't quote the positions. And God,
right.
I was 11 year old, I was 6'2".
Yeah.
And a lot of younger ones, a lot smaller, so I wouldn't let any people from any like the cars going in that they sent there.
Yeah,
and to get all the touch on the touch pick on a younger one, so it runs about a lot smaller.
Right.
So, but it's like someone I had some of my friends the same size, and just like, and I would just think it's a one on one, but then you jump in, you jump in, and that's what usually happens. Like,
right.
If I grab my foot behind me, it was just instinctive. Well, I just put my elbow spring to connect to the tree. And that thing is, I put in a dorm, so we put it until you come. Then, as soon as everybody was sent back to school, 4 or 5 but the staff came up and they told you to wait, mate, you know, what is he?
Yeah.
My mum came up and seen me one day, so I told him I wasn't getting allowed out. I was in a fight, and my mum seen my face with several and cuts and bruises. And she told my dad told me to strip from head to toe. My dad asked him, well, where's the person that done that to my son? Oh, he's at my home leave. He said, oh, if he's been kept in fighting, I wanted to see the person that did that to my son, because I know my son has never been that, and he's what to see people at our time.
Yeah.
And he's never been that bad a fit. And since then, I've always put, and I've always, my hands have been sitting, that's why I got put on diazepam. So I really nervous staff call was coming in to assault me. So I knew if when they put me on the arm, I knew it was going to happen to me. So I ended up, it was like wooden chairs at the time, so I ended up picking up wooden chairs.
And
using the lights to defend myself, but I couldn't remember five them on top of me.
Yeah, no, it's not something you should have ever experienced while you were in care. Not at all.
Double bodies and that to hit me. So sort of saying it rolled up magazines. So that was an old voice that they used to do stop with bruises coming up. But God has passed the from the stick. I did got the email for me, that's what they caused the cuts on me.
Right. Well, so we're almost done, like I was saying, with your subject access request forms. We're just waiting for a few more documents back. And then we're going to update you from there, and we're going to get you booked in for an evidence review and a formal witness statement. So a witness statement's about, it'll be about an hour long phone call. So you'll be contacted to arrange this.
When you phone me, I'll be talking to my, he's got a little brother, but they said he brought me his dad's raised from my auntie. My auntie died at Christmas here. And he's got a redress in from St. Philip's as well.
Right.
She's a Christian. My mate again got said to her son, but I approached his mum and told his mum that his son will get £100,000. But he's going to tell his son, and he went, well, I'll go near him. But he's old enough and he's got a hold of him and explained everything that happened to his dad.
Right.
And it's something we can't approach you today, and it's up to you, don't you let your mum walk into deciding not to think about it, because he's got his own kids now, so you could always put that by to your kids for when you go away, and they'll get a first plan for them.
Yeah, well, we're hoping with your case.
Oh, so that one, that is an opening shut case that they were going to convict you for, so it takes for separating him.
Yeah. Right. Well, we're hoping with your case, it's going to be the maximum amount that you're going to receive.
Uh-huh.
We're hoping, of course. You've got a very, very strong case. Like I say, we're just waiting for a few more documents to come back from the council, and then you'll be ready on your way for evidence review and a more formal witness statement. All right, Dennis. I'm going to let you go. Enjoy the rest of your day.
My dad called the police, and the police when they asked me, oh, my dad was not only for hitting me, but my dad got me for a belt. But he never was in a mark.
Yeah.
And my dad sent me to 77, and I'm very cool. I didn't speak to him when I was 16 until I was 22, and my son was born in January 1993. Actually, right. That went and told me he was going to be a grandfather.
That was a shock, yeah.
And then after that, we've been of course ever since.
Yeah, right.
Because years ago to me, and we were done it to me and my big brother, that thing was all getting into trouble.
Yeah.
The way we were brought up.
Yeah.
And it seemed a small screen, but it was like half of it. It looked like a small screen, but it wasn't. It was spread over the bottom end of the oven from one side of the river.
Right.
The other side was out in the town. And any of us that came up the town, as soon as we got any fights or any assaults with that, we were always getting arrested for them. It wasn't even us. And I just felt guilty for my friends for getting done at Charles for them and all, and I was alright in the system. I've seen that in Kerala long ago when I was 15 years old, the Kerala says it was in Raleigh. But on my report, I had no mark on them. All the claims about being checked in for fighting, and nothing like that. But at the same time, 15 And I thought, if I had cancer, and he got unwell and they didn't let me go up and visit him. So I ran away, and
yeah.
I got up to Glasgow, and I got arrested, and they say that they couldn't control me. And it was the first time I'd been actually been in like that. And I didn't know how, after 3 weeks, I got put back in Kerala. I deserved
right.
death. They kept suspending for year on year.
For about 5 years.
For some reason, they lost.
Tracking
me.
Yeah.
That one.
Right. Gosh. Well, well, like I say, Dennis, we'll hopefully get you booked up for a witness statement as soon as possible. So if you want to let my colleague know when you have this booked in, I'll...
Anytime, just contact me. I've always got my phone with me.
Yeah, no problem. It won't be,
like I
say.
My phone number changes, phone up, Adam and Kate.
Yeah, brilliant.
Phone.
Brilliant.
Like, you know, my number was changed. Yeah, so... So they were trying to contact me with my old number and they couldn't get through to me.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've got your new one.
It's a training course I bought and money was meant to be like a course. And an air company said they were thoughts. They put it into an investment, a trading platform and all that. And I contacted the course and they were like, no. If you thought of trade course, that doesn't go to any of our partners or anything else. So I got the money back, and then I was shooting at £1,000 in debt, but they had made £7,000 for me. I was like, well, if I owe you £1,000, take it out of £7,000 you made and go to the £6,000. I said, don't you think that it was on a Friday the night? And I found out what I'd done, and I contacted the course, investment course, where I was a course to get read to understand how to invest.
Yeah.
And they told me they had no idea, they never heard of the trading company. So I got a refund, and I contacted them before the trading started and said, I don't do any trade under my name. Now, if you don't have credit, you put on it, keep it. I'm not dealing with you, but I've got my money back.
Yeah.
Even a company that costs $500 doesn't know you. And they're like, they're partners. I said, but not the trading app you put in. They don't even know that trading app.
Right.
So that's why I changed my phone number to this one, and it was going to change it in January.
Yeah. Well, it's a good job we've got the new one anyway. So don't worry about it. We'll definitely contact you on the same number next time. Like I said, it'll be my colleague, James, that will book in a more formal witness statement. And
Adam's number on my phone if I need to contact Adam at any time.
Yeah, no problem. You've got our number if you ever want to contact us.
It came up as an unknown number, but I'll put it to any time it may owe you.
Yeah, any sort of... I can give it you now if you'd like.
I'll remember it because I'm just going to get a prescription for something. Picking that up, but in 4 weeks I'll be off it.
Yeah, all right, no problem, Dennis, no problem at all. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day. And like I said, we'll update you as soon as possible once we have those medical records back. We'll get you booked in for a witness statement. All right. All right, Dennis. Well, thank you very much for your time.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Now, have a nice day. See you now. Bye.
Bye.